What's up, EuroLeague fans? Welcome to A Quarter with Kyle Hines. Today, we have a very special guest, a very special episode. It's almost like a crossover episode, you know, between, you know, two athletes. Before I tell you who it is, I got to read off his stats, man. He has a lot of stats, a lot of accolades. He's an Olympian in the 2012 London Olympics. He is a two-time Spanish super lightweight champion. Recently, he just won a belt, the WBA super lightweight Fede Bowl champion. He's an actor. You might have caught him on Netflix and Eden 2. He's a businessman, an entrepreneur, a model. My guy, my friend, Jonathan Alonso. Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, thank you so much. First of all, I got to say congratulations, champ. Congratulations. What was that feeling like, you know, on January 7th when you won the fight and you got the title? How did you feel?
Oh, man, for me, it's like a dream, you know what I'm saying? Because you have to train. I love those months, training in the morning, training in the afternoon, dream with the win, fighting with yourself every day. And when you won the fight, it's like a dream, right? So like 2 or 3 seconds when your head's up, amazing.
Man, it was incredible. I got a chance to see some of the fight on YouTube, and the way you hit him with the left cross. I mean, what did you see? Did you see like an opening? Was it almost like instincts, or like how did that moment happen?
I was training this cross for like a month, right? and my coach told me like, yo, fifth round, you got it. All right,
really?
Always remember. And I forgot. When I start sixth round, my coach told me like, yo, remember, yo, oh shit. All right. When I started sixth round, down, I like boom.
Yeah.
The first and second go down. I'm like, wow, nice. It's my moment right now.
All you can do is just sit, turn to your coach and be like,
yeah. Right? Yeah, like with my hand, like, let's go. We got it. But try to be smart. Try to be relaxed and try again. Easy. Seventh round, KO.
Nice. Yeah, man. So, I mean, it was unbelievable. I had, like, watching the fight, I had some, like, you know, adrenaline. Like, I was ready to, you know, to get in the ring,
you know,
as well.
For the people right there, it looked very easy. Right?
Yeah.
But you are in the ring.
Yeah.
And it's very, very, very hard. Right?
Yes.
Very difficult because you have another people. Another person, other boxer, trying to hurt you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, like, what? Talk to us about like fight week. Like you said, you and your coach. You said you worked on that left cross, which eventually won. I know for us in basketball, you know, we practice, you know, every week for games, and it's a lot of preparation. And sometimes the fans, they don't see the preparation. They only see the final result. They only see the game or what happens at the end of the game. But for you, what is like fight week like? Like, what is that week like for you in leading up to a match?
It's different because I'm alone in the ring.
Yeah.
Right. It's not a team like you, right? I can pass the ball.
Yeah.
All
the spotlights on you.
anybody come to the ring for help you? You know what I'm saying? You are alone, so you had to try to prepare yourself and prepare your mind for come to the war. When you are in the ring, you only have yourself, your mind, and your hands. So you had to work with you every single day. And it's not about a talent.
Yes.
It's about discipline. It's about sacrifice, you know what I'm saying? And fight with yourself every single day.
What does it mean for you? Because like you have so much accolades in your career, like we talked about at the beginning of the show, you know, being the Olympian, you know, being a champion, being the first Spanish boxer to be recruited, you know, to go to the States. You fought, you know, all over the world and, you know, some big arenas and Barclays and all of the places. What does it take, you know, for an athlete to reach that level? You talked about sacrifice and discipline, but what does it take? What is your secret, you know, to be able to reach that level and become a champion?
Joe, let me tell you the secret. Oh man, it's a lot of things. When I was younger, always Jonathan is a dreamer.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I believe in impossibles.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Always when I wake up in the morning, I think like, yo, what is the goal for today?
Mm-hmm.
Every single day, I have go to the gym. In a month, I be champion. In 6 months, I be champion of the world. And next year, I be in Netflix.
Yeah.
And people tell me like, yo, you crazy, right? This is impossible.
Yeah.
I mean, like, why? No? Yo, the impossible is only, it's more time for me because I know my talent, I know my possibility, and I have a very smart mind.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, the secret is discipline.
That's it.
And believe in yourself every single day, right?
Yes.
Because impossible is nothing, right? It's only more time, more sacrifice, more mornings working alone, strong your mind, believe in yourself. Just go for it.
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's the hardest part, right? To have the belief in yourself, because there's many people, like you said, that you tell them about my dream, like I want to be a world champion, I want to be an actor, I want to be this, and I'm sure sometimes maybe your friends, sometimes people in your family, sometimes people in
your
the street,
family,
they say you're crazy.
Sure.
No, why do you want to be a boxer? Won't you go get a normal job? Why do you want to do this? Why do you want to do that?
So that's like, my life.
Yeah,
that's
so
my life.
How difficult it is for you to, or just in general, like just to say, I'm not listening to anybody, I'm going to follow my dreams. Like, how difficult is that?
It's very hard because when you only dwell alone in the way, it's very hard because you have your family, your friends, your girlfriend, it's not support you.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way that you have is going away, going alone, and try to be the best for these people when you won the title, when you be in Netflix, when you be in the movie, these people look at you like, yo, he told me.
Yeah.
Now he is.
You almost become like an inspiration to these people, like to your friends. Because I know for myself, you know, when I told my friends I want to play basketball in Europe, and they were like, you're never going to make it. You're not going to be it. But now they're like, I've done it. Like, now it's like, you know, people look at me as an inspiration. I'm sure it's the same for you, for other Spanish boxers, other people around the world that want to do what you do. So how does it feel to be an inspiration to others?
Yeah. Let me tell you, after 16 years training and boxing, every single day, Jonathan is an inspiration for the new people, the new guys. And he's a man pro for me. I'm very proud. Because I love to show that dreams come true. All the days in the gym, in my life, in Netflix, in the ring. Right now, all the people, I'll be like, yo, it's inspiration. It's motivation.
Yes.
It's sacrifice.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And for this reason, right now, 17 years after going to the gym for the first time, I'm very proud of me.
Yeah, as you should be. Now, you talked about, after you won the fight, you gave a very passionate speech about saying how, you know, I have talent, I have discipline, I practice every day, but I wouldn't be anywhere without the help. And you pointed to, you know, your team, the people behind you, your coach, your family, your, you know, these different people. So I know it's very important. We talked about having self-belief, but nobody gets anywhere by themselves. You need to have team. You need to have help. And you said that, like, you said that I had help when some other people that I know didn't have help. And you said that's what made the difference, you know, sometimes in my life. So talk about the importance of having help, having a good team, having good support behind you.
For me, I have talent, I have team, I have family, I have a good girlfriend. But without help, this is impossible.
Yeah.
You need help always. All the people need help. to be a champion, to be a greatness for the glory, you need a hug. Always. All the people always say, yo, you only have to go. You only have to be focused. You only have to be sacrificed. Fighting with yourself every single day. And that's it. You need help.
Yes.
Because without help, you can't do it.
That's the absolute truth. That's the absolute truth. I found that myself, you know, every single day in my career. Now I want to get to sports. I want to talk about basketball. I seen the videos, man. You got some skills. I seen a couple of the videos you playing with your friends. So tell me, you know, if you were a basketball player, what type of basketball player are you? Are you a dribbler? Are you a shooter? Like, you know, what type of skills, you know, do you have?
I'd be similar like Steve Curry.
Okay. You're a shooter.
Yeah, I'm a shooter, but he's smart. He's faster.
Yeah.
He has skills. You know what I'm saying? I know he's strong. And I'm tall. And I'm big. So for me, the best talent in boxing is fast, man.
Yeah.
Fast.
So you'd be fast. Quick. You'd be up and
very
down the court.
Very fast. Yeah. Up and down, going inside, touch, and move.
Move. I like it. I like it. What is it about basketball that you like? That you enjoy, enjoy watching. What about the sport that you like about it?
I practice many sports, but basketball and football is like right here in Spain. All the kids when I was young were playing football.
Yeah.
Football is the best sport right here.
Yeah.
Right. But basketball for me is it's different because I'm black man.
Yeah.
It's like the style, the flow.
Yeah.
You have to play basketball, right?
One time we're about to get you to come out and come play with us.
I have to try more. Well, I have to practice. Basketball is very hard for boxers because you know the ball when the ball in your hands.
Yeah, put your finger.
It's very hard.
We gotta make a deal. So I'll come to you for one boxing training, and then you come to me, and then you come to me for one basketball practice.
Okay, trade.
We'll trade off, and we'll see who does better. I know you're a big Real Madrid fan. So what about Real Madrid that makes you such a big fan? Like what about the team? What about the culture? What about Los Blancos that makes you want to be such a big fan of theirs?
I love Real Madrid because I have many friends training there, like Vinicius or Militao, Marcelo. There is a little guys with a lot of money, a lot of fame, right? You know, it's a simple guys. So Real Madrid in Spain is like it's the top to the top.
Yeah,
right. Football and Real Madrid in Spain. Is the best thing in the life for a guy, and for me, it's nice because I have many friends inside there and training there. When they have a important match, go to the stadium Bernabeu, support my friends. Right now, in my last fight was Albini, Marcelo, all the team support me, and for me. In the social media, in the country, it's very good because when Real Madrid support you, it's like you are very important for the team and for the
culture,
country. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is cool. That's cool, man. That's cool. Like, so what about, and you mentioned about, representing Spain in the Olympics and, Spain has so many champions. You talked about Real Madrid. We could talk about Rafael Nadal. We could talk about all these great champions that Spain has. What about the Spanish sports culture that is special to you? What is it about that separates this? Because even the fans in Spain are very passionate. Like they care a lot about their athletes, a lot about their champions. So what about it? Where does that passion come from?
In Spain, we have many champions in different sports. But for me, I'm proud to be the champion in boxing and representing Spain in the Olympic Games. Yo, the Olympic Games is crazy. It's all the thing, right?
A dream come true, man.
After 17 years training, for me, is the best day in my life. It's the best experience. It's like a dream, bro. It's, no champion of the world. Anything in the world can be like Olympians, right?
Yeah.
All the sportsmen in the world together in the same planes only for Olympic glory.
Yeah.
It's a special moment. It's a special thing. And for me, the Olympic Games is like a dream. It's the best moment in my life.
I can imagine, like, you know, be the opening ceremony when you're walking with the other athletes and you're walking with the, you know, with the rest of your, you know, your peers from Spain, and you see, you know, athletes from the U.S., athletes from here. Like, it has to be like a special moment, almost like you have to like pinch yourself. Like, am I dreaming, or this is like real life?
Sure. Yeah. When you and all your team come to the Olympic for the ceremony, and you're watching all the people right there, I feel like, yo, this is real. I'm dreaming right now. Have to wake up. No, I'm here. I'm Olympian. Right now is the best day of my life.
Yeah.
The dream, a real dream come true, bro.
Absolutely. We talk a lot about dreams. So what is your next dream? What is your next goal that you want to accomplish?
I have many dreams in my life. But right now, my way is only stay relaxed with my team. I have to talk with my team for the next step in my career.
Yeah.
For sure, defend my belt, WBA, once again. It's all amazing. But right now, just stay with my family, stay with my friends, with my girlfriend. And for sure, the goal is someday be champion of the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. And you can give me, you know, one word, one name, or something quick, okay?
Yeah.
Favorite boxer of all time?
Sugar Ray Leonard.
Okay, Sugar Ray. My two.
Yeah.
What is the song or your favorite song that you play before a fight?
Look at me now, Chris Brown.
Hey, I like that. Okay. What do you eat before a fight? What is your go-to pre-fight meal?
Spaghetti carbonara.
Okay. Italiano. I like that. In basketball, would you rather shoot a three-pointer or would you rather slam dunk?
Three-pointer.
Would you rather a knockout or would you rather win by decision?
By decision?
Okay. And lastly, I know that EuroLeague has invited you to the Final Four in Berlin. So we hope to see you. I just want to ask, you know, are you going to try to be there to hopefully cheer on Los Blancos, Real Madrid, hopefully if they're there, to win their back-to-back EuroLeague title?
For sure, man.
Yeah, man. So I'll meet you there, and we're there. We'll trade. We'll do some boxing training, and I'll teach you how.
I'm just waiting for you right here, bro.
I appreciate you, man. Jonathan, man, so much. Thank you so much for taking the time and spending time with me. You're the first non-basketball player athlete to be on a quarter with Kyle Hines, so I thank you for that. You know, I mean, it's been very special. I wish you a lot of luck in your career. And take care, man.
Thank you, guys, for having me here. It was a pleasure, and I wish you the best, bro.
Thank you. Thank you, EuroLeague fans, for taking the time to take in to this special episode of A Quarter with Kyle Hines. We'll see you very soon. Take care.